LA Times targets Pratt's hotel spending after fire destroyed his home. By Jasmine Jordan on May 22, 2026. The Los Angeles Times reported Friday that Spencer Pratt's mayoral campaign paid more than $15,000 to the Hotel Bel Air, prompting the candidate to respond with a nearly $55,000 temporary fence estimate for the burned-out lot in the Palisades where his home once stood. The LA Times reported that Pratt's campaign for Los Angeles mayor paid the Hotel Bel Air more than $15,000 since April 7, according to Pratt's latest campaign finance filings. The campaign made 10 separate payments to the hotel, including nearly $14,900 for candidate travel, lodging and meals, and approximately $600 for fundraising events. The filing also listed $1,800 spent on Como's tequila for an event. Pratt did not respond to the LA Times request for comment, according to the report. However, he later quote-tweeted the story on X, sharing an image that appeared to show a $54,855 estimate for temporary fence installation around his property. "It seemed cheaper and more secure than putting the fence around my dirt lot where Karen Bass let my house burn down," Pratt wrote. The image attached to Pratt's post listed a temporary fence installation project, an original fence perimeter of 269 linear feet, 55 total fence panels required, and coverage of up to 330 linear feet. The cost breakdown showed $38,400 for material purchase, $9,300 for labor installation, a $47,700 subtotal, and a 15% general contractor fee and overhead charge of $7,155, bringing the total to $54,855. Pratt also reposted a post from the account that bored Elon Musk that shared the Los Angeles Times story and stated, "Karen Bass spent $45,000 of tax dollars to fly to Ghana while our house is burned down." Breitbart News reported that Pratt addressed his living arrangements after TMZ reported he had been staying at the Hotel Bel Air for more than a month, despite Pratt's campaign video showing him at an Airstream trailer on his burned-out lot, where he said, "This is where I live." The Los Angeles Times also noted TMZ's report and Pratt's explanation that he could not stay at the trailer for security reasons, quoting him as saying, "I'm at a hotel because these psychopaths are messaging me every day they're going to kill me." Pratt later explained that the trailer, the hotel, and Santa Barbara were all temporary housing situations because he no longer had a house. "I don't live at the Hotel Bel Air. I don't live in the Airstream. I don't live in Santa Barbara. I don't have a house. They burned it down," he said. Pratt released an emotional campaign ad earlier this month featuring his wife, Heidi Montauk, and his mother, Janet Pratt, who also lost her home in the Palisades fire. In the ad, Janet Pratt became emotional while discussing the damage to the neighborhood, saying, "The Palisades isn't going to come back for a long time," after Bass accused Pratt of exploiting the grief of fire victims.